Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Good evening. Welcome to Have You Heard. I am Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you are joining us, I'm just guessing, from your home. Where else are you going to go? What else are you going to do? Matthew, are you home? You're home.
Oh, I'm home. I haven't left for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 days. I don't remember.
Are you interviewing yourself? This is what it's come to.
I'm practicing my math skills because, you know, that's what I do with my son every day now.
Oh, man. Yeah, today was bear day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I learned about bears. We built our own den in the house.
Yeah.
And then I described to them how daddy bears yell at their cubs all day long.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty much my day right there.
Yeah. But mine was here, play this educational app on your Kindle Fire while daddy works.
Yeah.
That's what mine was, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of that. And we read a couple of books on the computer and then actual books. And of course, every bear book that I found in the house, neither kid wanted to read because I don't know. And then it's just like, did I tell you the other day they drew a picture of me and with an X through the picture? Because they didn't want me around anymore.
My son has been drawing pictures of me farting. So I'm not sure which is worse, the X or clouds.
I think the X is worse. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that your children... basically making a wanted poster of you, you know, dead or alive, is not going to fit in the top 10 joyous times of my parenting experience, you know.
Yeah. Well, there was one thing that my son Oliver and I did today. We listened to a brand new album that was pretty awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
What album is this? Do tell. You should have told me about this.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Well, it was by this young cat here in Indianapolis called Pat Petras.
Hey.
And the album was Dark Places. Have you heard this album?
I see what you did there because it just so happens that we have Pat Petras on the Skype because we can't be around each other. He's right here.
Yeah.
Pat, welcome to Have You Heard.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Matthew. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is like we meant to do this or something, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
so this album, Pat, came out just in January, a few months ago. Recorded last year down at Postal Recording Studios, a beautiful studio. And I just want to... I'm always curious when younger... You know, I'm older-ish, you know. I have a youthful spirit.
You have something.
But I've never recorded an album of my stuff. I don't know why. Maybe I don't have enough. I don't feel it's good enough. But every time I see somebody doing a recording, I'm like, that is such a great idea. I'm so glad they're doing that. Even if it's just to document where they are at this point in their life. You know, 10 years, you might look back at this album and say, what was I thinking? But what was the catalyst to get in the studio to record your music?
Mm-hmm. So the catalyst came in the form of a grant from the Indiana Arts Commission. They were kind enough to give me a grant of $2,000 through their individual advancement program to make this album happen. I've been composing music since I went to college, which was 2014 through 2018, down at Butler University, where you teach. And
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go on.
So I have a bit of a repertoire of about 40 or 50 tunes lined up, but through that grant, I was able to put a formal recording project together. So that money was the financial impetus for that.
Nice. Now, before people say, "Wow, 50 tunes, that's pretty good," we should say that you are a percussionist / drummer. So 50 of anything is pretty amazing for drummers. You know, I mean, that's no offense, but man. So, I mean, there are drummers that write, and there's really great examples out there, and it's not that, but it's somewhat unusual to have a drummer band leader who's writing the tunes as well. So how did you get into, what was your first writing bug that got you?
The writing bug came from me in my college dorm room, cooking and singing. So I really like to sing. I'll do it when I'm cooking usually, just to keep myself occupied. And sometimes I like what I hear and I'll write it down. And that actually became a couple of the tunes on the record. It is usually the impetus behind whatever I write. I don't play the piano or a horn in any meaningful way. So all the melodies that I come up with, I come up with by singing them.
Interesting. Now, you're not cooking now, so we don't have to be, we're safe.
No, nope.
I got to say, my undergrad experience was quite different than yours when it came to downtime. So kudos to you for being productive.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, so there are some beautiful, really beautiful written tunes. And why don't you tell us about the album? It's called Dark Places. You're always, to me, come across as a very positive, energetic young man. Do you have dark places, Pat, that we don't know about? I'm not talking about like where the sun don't shine or anything like that. We all have dark corners.
Well, I think everyone deals with adversity in one way, shape, or form in their life. I'm pretty fortunate. I haven't had to deal with any life-threatening adversities or anything like that. But I think we all go through periods of our lives that we face adversity, and how we overcome those kind of determine who we are. So I had just graduated from college recently when I put this album together. So I was in a transitionary period, and I was living in Indianapolis, fresh out of college, didn't really know what I want to do with myself. And 22 is a weird time of your life. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you don't have everything planned out, then odds are you have nothing planned out. And I fell into that latter category. So a few of these tunes kind of came out of that, that not knowing where I was going to go, not knowing what I was going to do. That was one of my chief adversities of the past year. And I'd like to think that I've overcome it, you know, partially through making this album. Mm-hmm.
Well, what a great way to put your energies and angst towards something useful. I think I took a couple years off after my undergrad. Listless would be generous, because that at least you're going in some sort of direction every now and then. But I didn't have anything planned. I just knew I didn't want to do anything. I guess that was my plan. So I didn't write an album. I wasn't cooking. I think I had a job. I was working a couple jobs and playing a little bit. But this is great, man. I want to jump into a tune here from your album, if you don't mind, Pat. I mean, that's why you're here, to share your great music with us. And as we go, let's remind our listening audience where they can find out more information about you and where they might I don't know, be able to purchase this album.
Yeah, yeah. So you can check out Dark Places on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. Anywhere you stream your music, you can find this. And then I also have a CD Baby set up where you can purchase digital copies of the record. And as soon as this quarantine lifts, I'll have physical copies available at all of my gigs. They'll be disinfected, I promise.
That's good to know. That's good to know. You buy five, you get three Lysol wipes with it. There you go.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I would love to listen to Glasgarade. Is that how you say it?
Glasgarade.
Yeah, that's a. It's a cool title, first of all, but it's also a very intriguing tune to me. Where did you write this? What were you cooking when you came up with this tune?
Chicken and rice. But I don't think that really had anything to do with the tune on this particular instance. Glasgarade was kind of inspired by like a down-tempo indie rock kind of vibe. I'd been listening to a lot of Bon Iver at the time, and his the lethargy and the melancholy kind of soaked into this song.
Cool. Well, here it is. This is the debut album of Pat Petras, percussionist, drummer, composer, arranger. Here it is, Glasgarade.
Thank you.
That was Glasgarade by Pat Petrus on his brand new album, Dark Places, recorded here in Indianapolis. I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And you're listening to Have You Heard in Indianapolis on WICR, W-I-C-R, right? Right. Okay, so Pat, let's get back to the music. The first thing that I thought about when I started listening to this music was that it reminded me of somebody very important in the jazz world, another drummer who has a great, great ensemble. And I'm not going to say who it is, because I want to see if you can tell us first, really, who were...
Chick Webb. Is it Chick Webb?
No, it wasn't Chick Webb. Okay. But I want to see, if like what my ears were hearing was kind of what you were kind of going for as well. So were there some jazz artists, jazz musicians that you were really kind of draw from for this music, for this recording session?
Well, I don't want to flatter myself too much and compare myself to any great guys. But I have been listening to a lot of Brian Blade over the past 2 years. So if I had to guess, I'm going to guess it's him.
Yes, it was. It sounds a lot like Brian Blade. And that's a very good thing. That's a very big compliment, I think, that in a very good way. You know, it's not a copycat or anything like that. But I mean, you're obviously drawing a lot of influences from him. And could you kind of expand upon that and talk a little bit about what you did with that?
Yeah, sure. One of the things I like most about Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band in general is the way they shape the music. There's a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys. It feels alive. You're never listening to the same music rehashed. It's always going somewhere, and it tells a story. I really appreciate music that goes beyond the standard head, play a bunch of solos, head formula. Brian Blade does a lot more, I wouldn't call it through composed, but there's a lot more compositional elements going on, a lot of arranging stuff going on there.
Yep.
And so that more hands-on approach, I think, greatly informed the music that I write.
So did you also take that in consideration with the instrumentation for this?
To some degree, yeah.
Yep.
I love the sound of two saxophones together.
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, yeah. Saxophone's like God's instrument, right, Rich?
Continue.
Yeah. I happen to have two really wonderful friends who play the saxophone. Amanda Gardier, who plays alto on the record, and Sean Imboden, who plays tenor on the record. They were both kind enough to lend their voices to the music. And while that didn't really inform the composition of the songs, it certainly informed the execution. Their solo styles they're both very different from each other, but they both have that same really witty spark of excitement that I love. So to have them on the record was a huge treat.
That's great.
Very cool. Well, Pat, if you had to pick a tune to play from your album, that expresses that Brian Blade kind of thing with two saxophones. It's wonderful. I mean, like, no record's going to get 5 stars because the 5th star is only reserved for trombone players. So,
of course.
You don't even have to have one on there. Just have one listed in liner notes, you know, on trombones. Yeah. Like, I didn't hear any trombone on there. And that's the secret element to my composition and arranging.
Yeah.
Just list them on the liner notes.
It's true. If you look at Downbeat, the only 5-star albums, it's trombone. It's true.
Yeah, right. It's more a pity. There's a pity star. You know, we get a handicap to start off with the judging. Okay, enough about trombone. So, Pat, what tune would you like to play and share with everybody?
Why don't we play Meditations? There are a couple really great saxophone solos on Meditations.
Great. And if it's cool, I'm going to do the intro to that as well. Is that the whole schmeal?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. From the album Dark Places, you can find it anywhere that you stream music and on CD Baby. This is Meditations by Pat Petrus. Meditations from the album Dark Places by percussionist, drummer, composer, arranger, Pat Petras. You're listening to Have You Heard? I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you're listening to us right here on WICR 88.7. For more information about us, go to haveyouheardjazz.com. You can check out past shows. You can also find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz. Email us, hyhjazz@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear what you're listening to, and we can start a conversation about that. All right. So, Pat, how are you doing with the isolation? What are you doing to keeping yourself busy and motivated?
I'm doing surprisingly well. I live in a house with five other roommates, so this social isolation hasn't really been isolating for me. All six of us are trapped in this house, more or less. It's a good thing we like each other.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's good. I mean, it could get... I mean, but yeah, hopefully that will remain the same as, you know, as the isolation continues. Have you been getting a... ability to practice and do some more writing, or what are your goals to have accomplished once this thing gets lifted and we can be with other people again?
Yeah, my daily goals are just 2 hours of shedding every day. I've got a couple new tunes that I've been working on that I hope to put out once the quarantine lifts. But from the day to day, it's mainly just practicing. Since we can't really gig, I've had a lot of time to focus on my own technique. Since I can't really work on playing with others, I've just got to learn how to play and focus on my own stuff.
Right. That's great, man. What a great time of your life to do that, you know?
Yeah, you're only young once, right? Why not spend it indoors?
That's right. Spoken like a true outdoorsman right there. True musician right there. Hey man, I'm just gonna go inside and practice all day. Let's see, do you have how about this? I once got berated by somebody long ago because I called them a drummer, and that person said, "I'm not a drummer. I'm a percussionist." And I was like, "Oh, okay. But you hit things, right? Okay, cool. All right. We're on the same page. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer percussionist, drummer?"
Oh, it makes no difference to me. Yeah, percussionist to me implies more of like a classical context, you know, timpani, concert, snare, symphonic playing, whereas a drummer is more of like a drum set player. But the two are more or less interchangeable. They really mean the same thing.
Yeah, I suppose you and everybody else is right, but some people would disagree probably. But, oh well, they're not on this show now, so it doesn't matter.
Well, to all of your listeners, I'm giving you the pass. You can call us drummers or percussionists. You can call us whatever you'd like.
There you go. You heard it here. You heard it here. That's great. All right. Well, let's continue playing some music from this great album. And let's do the title track. Another one of your favorites, I believe, Pat. It's Into a Dark Place.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, and it starts with a really awesome lick from Joel Tucker. So pay attention to that guitar part and listen for that.
Yeah, we should mention everybody who is on it. It is Pat, you're playing percussion.
That's right.
Joel Tucker is on guitar, and we have Isaac Beaumont on bass, and Amanda Gardier and Sean Imboden both on pressing those buttons on the saxophone there. And they make it sound easy because it is easy, or because they're just really good players. I don't know. That's for a discussion for another time. Another saxophone discussion. So here it is. opening track of the great album Dark Places, and this is Into a Dark Place by Pat Petras. Into a Dark Place from the album Dark Places by drummer, percussionist, composer, arranger, and all-around very nice guy, Pat Petras. Right here on Have You Heard, I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you are listening to Pat talk with us. Pat, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight and sharing your music with everybody.
Thank you for having me, Rich and Matthew.
You got it, man. Well, I think we're going to end the show with a couple tunes that are going to uplift everybody. It's going to be the positive energy, and it's going to send out positive vibes and thoughts to everybody that's listening. And even people that aren't listening, they can still get positive vibes from this. No doubt about it. This is going to be Feeling Better All the Time and Out of a Dark Place. Because sometimes, once we get in, there's got to be a way out. And I think we're going to find our way out of this. And I can't wait for the next installment of Tunes by Pat Petras. These are beautiful tunes. Congratulations on a great album, Pat.
Thank you, Rich.
You are welcome. All right, so here they are. Feeling Better All the Time and Out of a Dark Place by Pat Petras. Thanks for tuning in to Have You Heard, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on Facebook.com/HaveYouHeardJazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard?